afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bringing the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Thank you, Isaiah. Unfortunately, this week, the guest that I had planned, we had to pivot on a couple of things. And so here we are going off the cuff. Off the cuff, and who knows how long this episode will be. Who knows what this episode will even be about. It's really going to be whatever comes up here in the moments that I am talking to you. I will say one of the things that just came to my mind that I haven't had a chance to have a conversation with you about yet is respecting the opinions of others. And so maybe that's where we sit with this particular episode this week. But a couple of weeks ago now, or maybe even a couple of months ago, isn't that how it always goes? Couple of weeks, couple of months, it's all the same. At a point in time that has passed is maybe a good way to put that. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we were talking about a particular topic that we disagreed upon. And really, when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, the topic we were talking about is irrelevant. I've said I'll never get into politics on this podcast, really, unless it's someone offering a high-level overview or them talking about whatever it is they want to talk about. And so no matter what it was about, because think about how much is going on in the world right now. We're talking about the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which is a landmark case. We're talking about mass shootings that have happened, and so people are talking about gun control. We're talking about climate. We're talking about a lot of other things, right? And so, no matter where you stand on those, I just want to talk about the conversation I had with a friend, because the topic he and I were talking about a couple of months ago, we had differing views on. And what it came down to, we had a very civilized conversation about it. And this particular friend and I, we like to debate. We like to argue. We like to stand on our own side, right? Like we know where we stand in a particular topic. What makes the conversation so great with him is that we can at least recognize each other's viewpoints. You see, we don't go head to head so much that we stop talking. We don't become friends anymore. We don't have to agree or see eye to eye on the same issues to be able to have an adult conversation about it. You see, and I think that that's sometimes what gets lost is people become so narrow-minded. Their view and only their view is the correct answer or correct way to look at something, and everyone else is wrong. But maybe we need to work on taking a step back. We need to work on being more open. And I'm not saying you have to agree with whoever it is that you're talking to. Because that's the thing. In life, people are going to disagree. Not everything is going to be all sunshine and roses, as they say. But I think we need to be, not I think, I know We need to be more open to learning. We need to be more open to other points of views. And we need to be more open to not getting butthurt about everything. And being able to actually have an adult's conversation rather than getting mad, storming off, blocking whatever on social media, like, just be more open. I don't know what more to say about that. But that's what I respect about this friend I'm talking about, is that we're able to have those conversations. We're able at the end of the conversation to say, okay, we just need to stop talking about this because we're going to get worked up one way or the other, given that we have differing viewpoints. But that's just the way it is. I mean, that is life. That is, people aren't going to agree on the same thing. So Trent, well, you might be thinking, so Trent, where do we go from here with this podcast episode? And I say back to you, I have no idea. We'll see if anything else comes to my mind, as it always does. But here's a great point for me to tell you. If you are interested in being a guest on the podcast, talking about whatever it is you would like to talk about, maybe you know someone who would be a good guest or someone that you can reach out to, feel free to get them connected with me. Feel free to give me their contact information. I'll reach out to them and just say, you know, so-and-so gave me your contact information and thought that you'd be a great person on this podcast. Always love talking to new people. Always love being able to bring you new people rather than these episodes where you just get to sit and listen to me ramble and talk about whatever it may be. Lots of big things happening, lots of things, you know, changing, moving, fun things, exciting things. Of course, things that then start to create this anxiety that may or may not even need to exist. But, you know, still going to therapy. Here's your little mental health check-in for me. Still going to therapy, still doing that thing, you know, trying to make it one day at a time. And sometimes it is hard to think, you know, whatever happens in life, and that you just take it as it comes. It is also hard not to create made-up scenarios that may or may not exist in the future. Like, those are the things that I deal with. But I think, you know, you just remember one day at a time, take it as it comes, whatever happens, happens, and you just move on from there. All right, I don't know. We're at like 8.5 minutes. I could go on and talk about how great curling has been because I'm in the second week of curling. But let's just keep her short and sweet this week. Stay open-minded, stay open to, you know, being able to have those adult conversations and everything. I think the only way we're going to get better is if we continue to challenge each other and continue to have meaningful, in-depth conversations with one another. That's all I have for you. Hopefully next week I will be here with Leanne, and that we can give you a recap of our trip that we had taken a couple of weeks ago now. Nonetheless, I hope you have a great shortened work week, and I will talk to you next Monday.